It was louder in the city than Everly remembered, the rising decibels a comfort as she pulled onto Central Park South, nearing the plaza. Goodness, how she missed New York. If she could train her camera on the sidewalks right now, she would cram so much into the frame. Women in evening skirts and men in summer fedoras, yellow taxicabs blaring their horns, outdoor cafe tables crowded with diners, the blinking lights of a corner pizza joint. She inhaled the scent of laundry, dryer steam wafting from basement windows. It was a city you didn't realize you loved until you left. After parking in a nearby garage, Everly walked to the plaza's entrance. The doorman grinned when he saw her. He was the one that she'd paid to teach her to drive a few years back. "I'll be damned," he said, nodding at the car keys in her hand. "Your parents finally got you a set of wheels, Miss Farrows." This made Everly smile. "Something like that," she said. Pascal, a second doorman, opened the front door for her, a silver tooth inside his mouth. "Miss Farrows, where have you been? I have no one to win money from on the Yankees." She laughed, forgetting that the help treated her like a princess. The lift operator made small talk with her too, complaining of the crowds at Coney Island while pressing the button for the fourth floor. It felt like someone was tickling the insides of her stomach. He lifted the crank of the elevator, and as the doors slid open, Everly sucked in a breath. Her parents' mauve front door was the second on the right, and she nearly knocked, but then she remembered these were her parents. After turning her key in the lock, Everly kicked off her shoes and stepped onto the plush beige carpet. How soft it was compared to the sandy wood floors of the cottage. The round, freshly waxed mahogany entry table had a bouquet of late-summer pink dahlias at the center, and a crystal chandelier hung overhead. She strode down the long hallway in the apartment, calling, "Hello?" Her father was in the next room, watching television. "Who's there?" he said, a blind man struggling to see. "It's me, Daddy," she said. "Lee." Her father stood to turn off the TV when he saw her in the living room. His arms were crossed, like his eyebrows. "Are you done with your little vacation?" She clenched her hands into fists at her sides. How easy it was for Curtis to hug his father. And now, here she was facing her daddy, feeling frozen, unable to say that she'd missed him despite everything.